morning, everyone. So this morning, of course, we're remembering William, Sarah's dad, who would have been 105, but probably glad he isn't because he's dancing with Jesus. So we're going to celebrate him today with a breakfast at the end. And Sarah very kindly has bought us all breakfast already. But perhaps while the guys are clearing the area, we could just go and get a coffee and get out the way so that they can be quick and get the table sorted, yeah? Great. Okay, lovely. So thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Lord, for William. So we're going to start. In fact, let's do that first. Let's do that. We're going to start with William's favourite. O Lord, my God. So let's sing that and then we'll pray and carry on.
I'll wait, though.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we can come here today to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we come here today to celebrate the life of William. And Lord Jesus, we are so grateful to know that he is with you now and dancing with you. And we finish today with a song about dancing. And our message today is about forgiving others. And Lord, we want to thank you, as we talked about last week, and I'm sure most days, Lord, of how you have forgiven us, that you died on the cross to forgive us for our sins. Oh, Jesus, we are so, so grateful. And Lord, we pray that we can be those who forgive others as we receive that wonderful and amazing and awesome gift of forgiveness from you. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this morning, and we thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, in your precious name, Lord. Amen. And we're going to sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. We have so much to give thanks and to praise for. And it says here, Father-like, he tends and spares us. Well, our feeble frame he knows. In his hands he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. And Lord, we pray also that Rita will know your presence with her this morning, as she's finding it harder and harder to get up in the mornings with the pain. So, Lord, we thank you for your love for her and her love for you. And we pray that she will be at peace this morning and that later she will enjoy this service and feel part of it. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Ransom, deal, it's all forgiven. We come before a loving God to bring our prayers to Him this morning. And as we do remember the life and the service and indeed the example of William, we thank you, Lord, for him. And we thank you for others who have gone before us. We think of Ernie Sims, who had a major part in the start of this fellowship. We thank you for the life of Phil Shrimpton. We thank you for the life of Rod Winter. We thank you for the life of Alan Rogers. Lord, all of these have been your faithful servants, and we thank you for them and for their lives. We also want to remember those that can't be with us today. We remember Stuart, and Lord, we ask that you would be all that Stuart needs at this time. Be his healer, be his comfort, be his constant companion, and Lord, please keep him safe. We pray for Rita, we pray for April. Both of them are desperately waiting for a date for their operation, and in the meantime, both are in so much agony. We pray for John and Margaret, who cannot leave their own home without someone with them. And yet, Lord, it wasn't long ago that they would have been out and worshipping you. Lord, we thank you that you understand each and everyone that we bring to you. And we want to bring each other to you, Lord. We bring Richard, we bring Jilly, we bring Robert, we bring Brian, we bring Deborah, we bring Graham, we bring Bruce, we bring Jean, we bring Sarah, we bring Eunice and myself. Lord, be with us, be with our families and our friends. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that we know we can always rely on you, because your love never fails us. But Lord, we ask that you would forgive us when we disappoint you. We are truly sorry, and we come to you for renewal, using the very word of the psalmist. Do not cast us from your presence, but create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit with us. Lord, restore to us the joy of salvation, and grant us all a willing spirit to sustain you. We thank you, Lord, for your patience and for your caring nature. Help us, Lord, to follow your example by caring for others in need of help. May we show our love to all people without any restriction. May we seek to be Christ to all people. But to do this, Lord, we need to be empty of self and full of the Spirit. So, Lord, will you again equip and empower us so that we may be your faithful servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
to sing a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen.
Thank you.
So we're going to sing, Let There Be Love Shared Among Us.
Lord, sweetest nation, cause us, O Lord.
Last week, we were reminded of the joy of God's forgiveness for us. A forgiveness that we could never earn or deserve. But it is, as we know, available to us. Today, the message is, and it's there in God's word, we too must forgive others. There are many people, even Christians, yes, who view themselves as victims, who are justified in carrying out vengeance against people who have treated them badly. And unfortunately, one act of retaliation can end up fueling the fires of retaliation from the other side. And thus, a circle is set in motion that can last for weeks, maybe months, or maybe even years. So, friends, what is the solution? And there is only one word for it: forgiveness. Few points about this forgiveness. Forgiveness, let's be honest, is not a natural response. What is the typical response when someone, including us, is wronged? Usually, our first thought is vengeance. I ask you to think back to when you were a child. When someone hit you, your first instinct was probably to hit them back, or at least you wanted to. And if you were caught in the act, you would holler, "It's not me, he hit me first." So, how do we refrain from retaliating when we are wrong? First, we must realize that vengeance, or any kind of payback, is sin. Yes, it's sin. When people hurt us, instead of giving them what we think they deserve, we should follow the apostle of Paul. His advice, this is it: do not repay anyone for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave it to God's mercy. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord." Good advice from Paul, isn't it? Forgiveness follows God's pattern. In other words, in spite of what people may think or believe, God is a forgiving God. And in the New Testament, we see his forgiveness spelled out very clearly in passages like Ephesians 1 verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. This forgiveness is called God's grace. Grace is defined as receiving something that is undeserved. We don't deserve God's forgiveness, but as we saw very clearly last week, his grace gives it to us anyway. The Bible tells us that because God has forgiven us, we should be willing to forgive others. As we hear from Colossians, it says we are to bear with each other and forgive one another. And if any of you have grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So, forgiveness is not the natural response, but forgiveness follows God's pattern. And then nextly, forgiveness is an act of the will. As with other heart attitudes like love, joy, peace, forgiveness is a deliberate choice. When it comes to being hurt by others, we have a decision to make. Will we love that person or not? Will we choose to have joy even in the midst of this joyless situation or not? And will we choose to forgive this person or not? In every conflict, the people involved have a choice. Will they forgive the other party? If we have been wronged by another person, we should choose to take the godly path. Look to God, my friends, for his grace, and by an act of our will, we should choose to show forgiveness. And then again, forgiveness does not have a memory. We need to remember this. Sinful vengeance keeps records. It waits for the right time to retaliate. But sometimes, people who forgive also want to keep records. Jesus faced this problem with his disciples. The Jewish teachers of that day taught that people should forgive others. And Peter, one of the Lord's disciples, wanted to make himself look good by being even more generous about forgiveness. So I don't know whether you remember, but he asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus' answer was surprising, wasn't it? Eh? His answer was, Christians should be willing to forgive other people in an unlimited number of times. In other words, we should not keep track of how many times someone hurts us or how many times we forgive that person. There shouldn't be, in true forgiveness, a memory of something in the past. And forgiveness inspires forgiveness. Yeah, it should. Forgiveness should inspire forgiveness. A forgiven person is a forgiving person. If we have experienced God's forgiving grace for all our wrongs, we should pass that grace on to others. When we realize who we were before Christ came into our lives and extended his forgiveness to us, we should find it easier to forgive others. But do we? Unfortunately, we often forget what it means to be forgiven and refuse to forgive others. An unforgiving attitude is a sinful attitude. Such an attitude affects our fellowship with others, and especially with our fellowship with God. And you know, Jesus made it quite clear that our willingness to forgive others is interrelated with receiving forgiveness from God. For instance, Matthew 6, verse 14. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So, friends, what does this mean? What does it really mean for us? Well, as a believer in Christ, we have been forgiven. And when we refuse to give others, oh, I know we don't lose our salvation, but we do lose our fellowship with God. Our fellowship with God is too high a price to pay for not forgiving others. The Bible says this: as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. And you know, by saying east is from the west, the psalmist was actually saying God has completely removed our sin. They're gone and can never be found again. And because of that, God has forgiven all our sins. Should we not withhold forgiveness from others? Should we still keep a memory of when someone hurt us? We may say, oh, well, I forgive you, but not in the inner mind. Yes, if we are to honour the forgiveness that God has given to us, we need to forgive others. As hard, let's be honest, as hard as it may be. And when we've done that, we need to put it aside, forget it. And I tell you this, not easy, is it? I don't find it easy, I have to confess. But this is what God requires from us. And when we say that it hurts our fellowship with God, it really means that although we didn't want to do this, we have hurt God. So we need to learn more and more how to forgive others, because we have already received God's forgiveness for ourselves. God bless you. Amen.
So we follow Bruce's message with, make me a channel of your peace. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul.
Channel of your peace. Darkness.
Some dancing. We're going to sing Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. And just to say, the last line is Jesus turned our sorrow into a dance. My bad, I forgot to remind Bruce. So Jesus put this song into our hearts. Stand if you can.
I'll try.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song.
Forget, we need to give the chance to Bruce and Robert to clear this area before we have breakfast. Let us join together to say the grace.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.